Plagiarism is a problem plaguing our New Zealand schools. A recent news report revealed Hamilton Southeastern to be just one school whose graduation will be marred by plagiarism scandal. The school teamed up with TurnItIn.com, a website which specialises in cracking down on internet plagiarisms. Thanks to technology and the site's software, school administrators say 21 students were caught plagiarising. So how extensive is the plagiarism issue, and what can be done about it? We will ask both a teacher and students how they feel about the issue later in our report. But first, our two education correspondents, Renee Hitchings and Amanda Walker, have prepared a special report on plagiarism in New Zealand secondary schools. Over to you, Renee.
Cutting and pasting has come a long way since the primary school days. Instead of getting out the scissors and glue, all we need to do now is simply highlight the text on the internet, click cut, and then paste into our own version. Marvellous? Frightening. Frightening for what this may mean for plagiarism in today's world. Frightening for what this could mean for our secondary school students. The future generation of tech-savvy youths have caught on to this way of avoiding effort so quickly and in such numbers that it must make teachers wonder if anything original is even being written anymore. It is true that the internet is a wonderful educational resource. Where would we be without it? Yet teachers need to realise that it also presents students with a playground for dishonest activity. We need to be aware of the implications involved with plagiarism and the net, the possibilities and resources available if we are to stay one step ahead of these technologically hip kids.
So is it just about the kids nowadays? Are they just becoming sneaky and lazy? What do you think, Amanda?
I don't think so. As discussed in the article Cut and Paste 101, Plagiarism and the Net by Lisa Ranger, internet cheaters come in three main types. Firstly, there is the unintentional cheater. These are students who have never learned how to properly use and document resources in their assignments. We are raising a generation of students who think that everything on the internet is free. Many feel that it's all right to take words from the net and give no thought to documenting them. Secondly, there are the sneaky cheaters. These students know that it is wrong and they know how to avoid it, and they also know how to get away with it. They might plagiarise certain sections of text from the net and then rearrange it. The amazing thing is that these students can spend just as long adapting a paper as they might in writing their own. Lastly, there is the all-or-nothing cheaters. These are the students who procrastinate and then panic when an assignment is due the next day. These students find a whole paper on the net, print it, put their name on it, and hand it in. This is the most laziest form of internet cheating and the easiest to detect.
Very interesting. But what does this mean for us as teachers?
It means that we need to know our students and know the technology that they are using. If we get to know our students, we will generally know what type of cheater they are if they have any plagiarism issues. And if we know the possibilities and resources available out there on the net and the processes for finding these, we will be better able to identify, assist and educate these students.
But Renee, is plagiarism a new practice?
Not at all. I remember being able to buy papers or cheat sheets at my own high school. The idea isn't new. What is new is the widespread free-for-the-asking opportunities due to the internet. There is a mind-boggling amount of information available out there that is so easily accessible, it almost encourages students to cheat. There are online websites that store papers of students as legitimate publications. These become fair game for the cut-and-paste methods of cheating. How can you stop it? You can't stop the Control-C, Control-V on any website. Some sell papers for a price, others are free but contain warnings about plagiarism hidden in obscure areas of the webpage. With such site names as Evil House of Cheat, Homework World, Cheater.com and School Sucks, it is no wonder that these warnings go largely unnoticed. The most advanced sites are equipped with search engines that allow students to find a paper in any content area with ease. Others have these papers translated into a range of languages. With such encouragement out there, it is no wonder plagiarism is on the rise.
But why is it such an issue? Does it matter if these students steal a section of text for an essay?
Yes, it does. If students plagiarise, either purposefully or not, they are demonstrating that they will enter tertiary education or the workforce without sufficient academic writing skills to succeed. Commonly identified areas in which teachers consider students are not adequately prepared for university study include poor time management skills, difficulties in reading theoretically dense texts, difficulties in summarising key ideas in more complex writings, an inability to incorporate their own voice into their work, poor referencing and citation skills, grammar, vocabulary and general language competence issues, an inability to write a sustained argument, problems using correct terminology. I also have with me an article by Christopher Nagy in which Kevin Bushwell, a senior editor, makes the comment, "I'm concerned about the attitude towards cheating we'll have on future generations and the workforce environment. Consider a doctor, lawyer, mechanic or electrician who has cheated on key tests, papers or apprenticeships. What would their response be when a mistake was made or something pertinent was omitted or breaks were not collaborated correctly and an accident occurred?"
And now Renee and Amanda will talk to Jay Barr, English teacher at Waimea High School.
Have you ever caught a student plagiarising?
Oh, definitely.
What happened?
Oh, well, we do a lot of reading logs and we do a lot of work where the students work on their own stuff at home. And sometimes you'll be reading it and you think, yeah, this definitely isn't written by a student, usually due to the sophisticated words or the sentences which just don't sound anything like what a student would say. It's probably a professor's words that they've just torn off the internet.
So it's a matter of knowing the students.
Definitely. Over time, you build up a picture of what your students can produce. When you get something out of the ordinary, the alarm bells go off.
What were the consequences for plagiarising work?
In terms of the internet and computers and things, it's a relatively new problem which we have. In consultation with my head of department, we failed the student on that assessment. The teacher calls have got to be consistent across the department, otherwise one student talk to another student and they'll feel hard done by. If a student plagiarises and you can prove it, then they will fail.
Do you need to find the source they cheated from?
Yeah, it's not hard to do. You can just type in the combination of words into Google and it will actually just bring up the article and you can read it almost word for word. So that you print that off and that's pretty good evidence. And the students usually realise they've been caught anyway.
Would you change the process?
No, I think, you know, in preparing the kids for other academic learning pathways, they need to be made fully aware that plagiarism in the academic world is a really big issue and it's treated very strongly at universities and tertiary institutions. So they need to know from as early as possible, preferably year 9, that they shouldn't plagiarise because the consequences are so monumental. I mean, at university, if you could fail your paper, it's a financial cost. Kick it.
Do you teach referencing and citations?
Yeah, we do. We've just started teaching it as of last year, and it's a compulsory aspect that all teachers, or the juniors, so year 9 and 10, must spend a lesson teaching their students specifically how to not plagiarise.
What are some good prevention strategies?
One prevention strategy which is quite good with research is to have them fill out research logs and to specifically tell the students that they can't print off information they find on the internet, highlight it, and then use it in their report. One quite good thing to do is have them do these logs where they need to record the information from the source onto a log and then use it and reference it, and then they have it right there. Once they know how to do it, then there's no reason why they wouldn't do it.
But how do the students feel, and where do they stand on plagiarism? Renee and Amanda talk to a few students from Waimea High School.
So, do you know what plagiarism is?
Like copying other people's stuff sort of thing. It's like taking someone else's ideas and stealing them and putting them as your own.
It's when you take credit for someone else's work.
Have you or any of your close friends ever plagiarised work?
I have. Science one, something to do with atoms.
Well, we sort of do it, like you take bits of some people's work, but not like completely do it. Mostly from the internet.
Done it once, and my friends usually do it. Did it once for social studies, it was like real hard.
I haven't, and I can't think of anyone who has.
Why do you think people plagiarise? Why did they do it?
Probably if like you're researching something and you're trying to find out what it is, but then you just copy it without even noticing, like not really put it into your own words or something. Yeah.
I don't really know, so I had to get it off the internet. I couldn't be bothered writing it all out again.
I'm not entirely sure, maybe because they can't come up with their own ideas or they think their own ideas aren't good enough or something.
Because they can't be bothered doing their own work.
Is it common for people to plagiarise?
Not really in my class, but in other classes probably.
Has it been explained to you in school how to reference other people's work?
I think we do, because we get taught, like in assembly, one of the teachers talked to us about not plagiarising and that you have to reference your stuff and to not copy other people's stuff just straight off the internet because you get failed for it, because people notice.
Yeah, yeah, they tell us all the time, oh, don't copy and paste. So I think it's terrible to steal other people's ideas. I get quite offended when people do that.
Yeah, just one lesson.
Do you know anyone who has bought a paper off the internet?
My mate found this essay site and he didn't really buy it, but it prints out the whole thing for you. You can print out essays and you can get them in different words or for grades in grades that kids would spell and stuff, you can get 9-year-olds and stuff like that.
Have you ever let anyone else copy your work?
Most times in class with tests, they just ask me for answers because most people in my class are real dumb.
No, usually, because I've probably got the wrong answers or I'm not that good. But
not without saying that it was mine in the first place.
So Amanda and Renee, what position do you two take on this issue?
Plagiarism is an issue, but perhaps not motivated by laziness or conniving students, as much as academics would like us to believe. Rather, it is more a lack of understanding of why plagiarism is dishonest, what it is, who becomes disadvantaged, as it's not just the plagiarisers, but their peers. The plagiarisers themselves will not meet the learning outcomes, and there is potential for lifelong repercussions if they keep up this behaviour and they do not see it as wrong. And also there is a lack of understanding of how to correctly cite work. At the same time, we have to be aware of cultural differences. What is considered stealing ideas in Western societies could be considered to be global knowledge to others.
Some solutions we suggest include teaching referencing throughout high school in all classrooms, running all essays through a web check source such as Turnitin.com, regularly comparing essays and texts with other teachers in case trends emerge, knowing your students and their writing style, asking students about their work. Engaging in discussion is a valuable learning and revision tool, and it is a good plagiarism detector. And making interesting essay questions or assignment questions, for example, relating text to themselves or comparing and contrasting. This makes it harder to cheat and employs higher order thinking.
And what do you feel, if anything, can be done?
So there are things teachers can do to both correct and prevent plagiarism. Again, I refer back to Lisa Ranger's article, as she mentions having an action plan that can be as simple as simply being aware of the websites out there and doing a quick search for the topic. For example, I can type in To Kill a Mockingbird and find a load of papers available online. You can also check the student's reference list. Many unintentional cheaters will note the source in their bibliography but not in their text. I've gone to websites that students referred to in their bibliography and found whole paragraphs from the papers right there, word for word.
That sounds like a lot of work. Is there an easier way?
We can also ask the student a few carefully worded questions about the papers, content or key terms, and if they cannot answer these adequately, we will have good grounds to ask that they rewrite the paper in their own words. We have to be careful to keep our focus on helping students learn how to document correctly, however, not on prosecuting cheaters. Using questions like, "This doesn't sound like your unique voice, did anyone help you?" allows them greater dignity and will promote honesty. Always get a sample of in-class student writing at the beginning of the term. This way we will then have a basis for judging the authenticity of future writing and for assessing improvements over time. It can be used to reasonably show a student, parent or administrator that we are challenging the authenticity of a paper. Yet we also need to be ready to apologise, as it may be the case that the student's writing has improved dramatically. In corrective strategies, the most important thing we as teachers can do is get to know the students. In doing so, we get to know their capabilities, writing skills and opinions. This will also help us identify whether a piece of writing is their own voice or someone else's.
Catching plagiarisers is not the best answer, however. Preventing the problem is a much better approach. We should look for ways to help them want to do the writing themselves, to show that the process of writing is more important than the finished product. We need to look for ways to help them see the value in the process of referencing and take pride in their own skills and knowledge. Probably the best defence against internet plagiarism is to avoid the generic, every teacher assigns it topic. Instead of asking students to discuss the plot of the Odyssey, have them write an essay in which they compare and contrast their own life journey to the novel. In doing so, they will have to know the plot. They will also have to use higher level thinking skills in order to apply the literature to their own lives. And finally, the paper will also be more interesting for the students.
We have examined what plagiarism means for high schools, heard from a teacher, students, experts and education students. In light of this information, it is key to remember why students may choose to plagiarise and ways you as a teacher can help prevent this, by doing things like avoiding the same essay topics year after year. And when you do assign work, assure it's specific, rather than generic questions like, choose a character to discuss from King Lear. Also use strategies such as focusing on topics that are of interest to students, and tie those to the students' own experiences. When you do this, you're also getting pupils to use their higher order thinking skills. Teachers can additionally provide a range of topic choices that fit the learning objectives and encourage creative responses from students. When giving students these options, engage them in all phases of the writing process. Then it is less likely they will throw something together the night before the due date. Above all else, teach and positively model how to correctly cite sources and work.